This is the goodsports.com.au podcast. In this episode, Rod Glenn-Smith from goodsports.com.au talks about safe celebrating once your season is finished.
We've definitely made a really strong point this year, as we have done in past years, but I think through even more social media, etc., we're getting the message out that clubs and committees of management and the players themselves need to really take responsibility about safe celebrating and not ruin things for what should be a great time of year. Even if clubs haven't made final or clubs don't make grand finals, they've still got a lot to celebrate from their year of participating in sport. But don't make it a bad one. Don't make it remembered for all the wrong reasons. Don't wreck the sort of club's image, which we know can happen. Enjoy time with each other, but do it safely.
There's almost a sense out there in some of these instances that it couldn't possibly happen to me or it couldn't possibly happen to my club. But as I've seen with many, many KSIG studies that we could spend hours going through, Rod, it just doesn't work like that. And you don't want your season to be ruined on the very last day, and you don't necessarily think about the consequences that flow on from it as well.
No, well that's right. And that's, I think if an event's not thought through and planned, then things can go awry. And we've seen that, you know, as you said, in too many examples over a number of years. And, you know, clubs have paid the price on that, you know, through their, you know, tarnished image and through being hauled up through, you know, leagues and associations for bringing the game into disrepute, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, we want to make sure that we do all we can to send that message out that, yep, by all means, enjoy yourselves, celebrate the end of your particular season, but enjoy it, make sure it's done responsibly, plan for it, think about how it's going to be run, where it's going to be run, you know, the times, all that sort of stuff, and make it a good event, not a bad one.
Absolutely. So what advice have you got then for clubs if they're, say, putting on a sanctioned end-of-season function? What are some of the things that they should be aware of when preparing a function, but also notifying players and committee members and also other people around the club?
Yeah, I think if they take that time to really plan it and to communicate well to their members what sort of function this is about. Remember, this is a family-friendly function, for example, whether it's at the club or at a licensed premise. It doesn't really matter. It should be done, sort of treated the same, that it's going to be managed well. We're all there for a good time and not to go overboard. So to adhere to a club's code of conduct, and, you know, majority of clubs now have their code of conduct, and of which, you know, applies to their players and their members and their committees and their supporters, etc., that of how they expect people to behave, and it includes, you know, end of season events. Make sure at the club that responsible serving alcohol people are behind the bar. Avoid things like top-ups of drinks. So don't have drinks on tables. Should be sort of more table service, or people go to the bar, so they know how much they're drinking. They're not losing track of how much they're actually consuming. Stop serving alcohol during periods of time when there's speeches on or entertainment or something like that. Make sure there's plenty of water, soft drink and non-alcoholic drinks available. Plenty of food as well. We know if people have plenty of food and are eating, they're drinking less, and they're going to, you know, obviously consume less alcohol. Provide safe transport options as well. So make sure people are going to get home safely, and that's all part of that planning process.
And what about clubs who maybe don't necessarily sanction a function, but they hear that the players are going to be getting together and arranging something that's more of an unofficial nature? Can the club take steps to remind those people who are involved of their responsibilities?
Oh, absolutely, because the club know, and this, you know, again, plenty of examples, that just because it's an unofficial event, it doesn't mean it won't come back and bite the club. Where, you know, where there's functions with a whole group of people, blokes, for example, it's not hard for people to work out where they're from, and then that club's got a problem if they're not behaving properly. So the club needs to really make sure those players are representing the club properly. I mean, they're still through their code of conduct. They need to make sure they understand their responsibilities to their club and to each other. You know, looking after looking after your mates type thing on and off the field is really important. So educating about their health and safety aspects and make sure that they're going to do the right thing by each other. I think that's really important.
It certainly is an important message at this time of the year, Rod. There's lots of resources available on the Good Sports website for more information and also for details about how your club can sign up with this great program. What's the web address?
www.goodsports.com.au.